Bye, baby.
Yeah, that's just one of the members on our flight. Not that she's not. Oh, she's just a. Well, what is she? She's a passenger. She just called in to say hi. See, actually, a lot of people that call in are right in the Super Freak 126. A lot of you people don't realize it. They're just calling into the cockpit here. See, there's a little glass window like this between me and Captain Part-Time, and between me and Dave Kendall, between me and the Steward Eye, between me, Ken Wing Flap, between me, and you're out.
What is arthritis?
Oh, I'll tell you. Arthritis is America's number one.
It's a disease
affecting more women than men. It often starts in the hands and feet, as it did with me. But the spine and other parts of the body can be affected too.
For reliable information about arthritis,
I love arthritis.
Get your copy of the free booklet, The Facts About Arthritis,
get all those facts.
Your nearest chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, or write Arthritis, Box 2525, New York, New York, 10001.
Just thinking of something, man. The only people that are gonna write to find out about arthritis are the ones who have arthritis, and they can't write to find out anyway. Right?
You may win two tickets to the Challenge concert every hour on KYA's main game.
No, but ain't that true, man? The only people interested in arthritis are the ones that have it, and their bones are all goofed up. They can't even write to find out about it. Hey, somebody wanted to hear the In Crowd. Of course, your wishes are command. And certainly it is in a case like this. Ramsey Lewis Trio. This is the one that really does it for my gastric juices. Do that. No, I can't do that. Huh? Well, I would never bomb one of his. I'm awfully sorry. Huh? What was that?
The same to you, kid!
It's exactly 15 minutes after one of the all-night flight, 56 degrees in the city. Village people in Latin America are eager to help themselves to hack a road out of rock, to dig a well to build a school. For information on how you can, help send a consul to Mexico to guide them. Write to Community Development Foundation, Box 120, New York. New York. That's Community Development. Even now, there's a few developers in progress. The Community Development, New York 17, New York. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we'll be going into the barn, and that's when you'll hear Barnyard Benny say, "How the heck are ya? I'm the old codger." These are the fortunes. Captain Part-Time liked it, I liked it, the Emperor liked it, everybody liked it, and we all knew it was a sure-to-fly sound, and it's flying right now. You got your troubles, I got mine, and here they are.
I see the worried look upon your face.
Trouble. We have a question. Before we go on with the question, tonight is Captain Part-Time's birthday. How old are you really, Captain Part-Time? 37, just as old as Shirley Temple. You are. She's not quite as hefty as you. She's 37, I know. Who? She's 37. Shirley Temple is 37. I just read an article about her at the doctor's office today. No, really, she is. I know, because she's 10 years older than me, exactly. That's right. No, she's 37, and she has a daughter who's 17. No, that's true. Really. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Tonight, Captain Part-Time doesn't realize this. He has his earphones on now, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow night.
Come close to your radios.
So that he,
just in case he takes his earphones off.
Tomorrow night, Captain Part-Time. We'll have a surprise party. Now, in order to do that, we need cake, pies, all kinds of goodies, or a champagne flight. Your boy, the Super Freak 126. We want to have a surprise birthday party for Captain Part-Time. Let him feel full-time with a full meal. Seven courses from everyone. And he'll appreciate it and get fat. Oh, and so will I. We'd like to do that.
56, hi, Captain Part-Time. Hi, hi there. Would you like to knock on the glass window so everyone will know you're here? That's enough! Oh, you did it, Captain Part-Time. Don't do that again, Captain. It's 21 minutes after 1 at the all-night flight, 56 degrees in our city.
When you're shopping for tomatoes or a T-bone and potatoes or desire just to fry your fresh meat.
Oh, yes, about the question for tonight.
Simply drive your car at your friendly Mayfair market. Your Mayfair beats the best. When the urge for goodies gets you, you'll save money, you can bet you. And at Mayfair, quality has stood the test.
Weather, Heather, Windy Heather, would you like to do this?
What?
Get over here and
there, my name. I'll do it. My name is Windy Heather, your wonderful weather girl. From time to time, I go down with Frank Flapp, and we kind of go through the Mayfair department store there, and I notice that this is their special food value week. Fresh summer fruits, peaches and nectarines, all kinds of plums. 6 pounds for just $1. Remember, these are bonus savings at Mayfair. Extra special values in addition to your regular low Mayfair prices. Yes, 7 days. You're so kind to wait for me. 7 days a week. Seven. Ooh. What?
Mayfair beats the best.
Thank you, Windy Heather. Now, I understand that from time to time you do get stomach cramps.
1260.
You've got your problems and we've got ours. Don't run away, Windy. I know you're embarrassed. Oh, come here, sweetheart. Sit down. We'll make up for you somehow. Rusty Draper. 56 degrees in town, 25 after 1. Yeah, I love that record. It's a great sound. Okay, we're going to bomb Patty Duke's record because every night you want us to do that. And we've already... What did we bomb? We bombed Mohair Sam. And later on, we'll be giving you clues to the thing in the Moose's Mystery Box. And, of course, if you guess it, it's yours. We want to thank Betty White for and congratulating her for winning the Moose's Mystery Box idea the other day. And she was nice enough to call to tell us that she received the package.
The first one is claimed that the American food supply lacks vitamins and minerals because our soil is overused and worn out. This just isn't so. If soil doesn't contain all the plant needs for growth, the amount of the crop is affected, but not its nutritional value. Don't fall for food quackery. That's the public service word from the Food and Drug Administration.
Okay, aboard the jet set tonight are such wonderful, talented people, big stars in our world. Francis Fay, Bob Dylan, Larry Hankin, Tony Hendren, Nick Ullett, Ralph Gleason, Charlie Schultz, and Kel Jader. Why are these people in the jet set? Because at one time or another, they've all flown. They've all been up there very high.
Attention, please. KYA, Deluxe Airwaves, now boarding for Concord, Pleasant Hill, and Orenda at gate 1260.
Okay, stand by, a little bombing raid on Miss Patty Duke. Don't just stand there. Open up your bomb bay doors. Stand by to release your bombs. Okay. Release your bomb.
Yeah.
mission completed. Job well done. Take her back up, Captain. Mission completed. Back to international nowhere. Here's Mel Carter. Captain Surprise on the phone. Oh, Captain Surprise is checking.
What I want to know, and then just hold me, hold me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Hold me, throw me, and get me. That's Mel Carter here on the all-night flight on the Super Freak 126. We just heard from Captain Surprise, and he's going to call back later in about an hour, checking in with another big surprise on the all-night flight. So if you're around at about 2:30, stand by, because you'll hear from Captain Surprise with another surprise for the night. 56 degrees in the city. It's 1:30 here at KYA. My name is Rusta Moose. Who the heck are you? The Bird of Paradise Airlines. Good night, Dave. Don't forget to rip your cord. This is KYA AM and FM San Francisco, where the Bird of Paradise eats your face completely. Oh, boy. This is Barbara. Barbara, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
May the froth of a filthy moth rot all the cloth. Your suit. 56 degrees in the city. It's 27 before 2. KYA time on the all-night flight. Did I give you a record? Oh, I want to give you 42. We're going to do a little automatic reaction on the new Dave Clark 5 record. It's called Catch Us If You Can. We'd like to have you listen to it. Form your opinion as to whether or not you think it's going to make it or not, or whether you like it. That's what I want to know. Whether or not you like it. And then let me know by calling me on the interphone at Garlic 8888. We'd like to have your automatic reaction to the Dave Clark 5 record called Catch Us If You Can. And here it is.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can.